you saw me pointing, I'm interacting with my great-grandson. I'm not sure where this all started from, but he's got this thing about pointing. And if you don't point back, I'm not sure what goes through his mind, but I haven't been able to read that part. Cute little fella. Of course he is. Why wouldn't he be? Look at his grandma. So much for that. My text this morning will be taken from 1 John chapter 4, verses 1 through 8. And I will be taking a story out of 1 Kings chapter 22. Probably verse 21 will be my part of that. And I've decided to call this, What is the Reason? I'll do a little bit of a recap here. If you remember the last two sermons I gave, I probably would be presumptuous to say that you don't remember, and because they were very controversial, and they were very of the different nature. And I'm still on that, kind of on that trail, but maybe a bit different. And I'm sort of grateful that I finally get the privilege to empty some of this passion that's been building in me for a while. After that last sermon, I became impassioned with the fact of the Spirit, the spirits. And I must say, I will declare a disclaimer on that please, and I'm not on a witch hunt, and I'm not claiming there are spirits everywhere, but that they are. They're not under bushes, though. And they're not under your couch. They're not under your chair. But they are around. And I've studied this more, and I've read some material. And one of the questions, one of the confusions that I'm faced with is that, why me, Lord? Why did I encounter what I did? I also have questions as to why, Lord, have you placed, and I believe it is of God, why have you placed some of the events in our family that you have? Now, you may have some of those questions as well in your family and in your life. And I cannot just stand here this morning, and I do not wish to try to answer that question for you. That is not my attempt. Another goal that I have this morning is to try to keep my voice down. So you pray for me, because I have a real problem with this. I'm just, for some reason, I just have to talk loud. I have to get on it. So I'm going to try to kind of ease through this morning in a more of a gentle manner, okay? I don't know if that... I know some people, they really like it when I scream and holler, but the children are like, why does he scream so much? And so I've got to work this out somewhere. I don't mean to scream. And I've read some jokes about that, and I don't need to do that. But I want to take you back just in a brief moment to say we talked about the spirit of Jezebel. You've heard a lot. I've heard something about that. The spirit of Ahab. And as I studied that then, if you remember, we discovered there are three different spirits there. There's the spirit of Jezebel, spirit of Ahab, and the spirit of Elijah. Now, you may not have the interest that I have in this, because you may not have been encountered face to face, but you may have, and not realized that you were there. It's not a pleasant place to be. I'll warn you, I will do that, that if you ever encounter it as we did, you will not feel very good about it. It will cause you some drama. It'll cause you some feelings. It'll threaten you with love for the brethren. It's very difficult to, and God has been really merciful. Thank you for that reminder. God has been kind in us, and He keeps reminding us, "I'm right here. I'm with you." And so I appreciate that very much. He gives me things that I wouldn't maybe get if I wouldn't have encountered some of these things. But the more I am aware of this, the more I'm aware of the fact that I'm around it all the time. So someone asked the question, how do you deal with it? Well, I don't know. And someone asked the question, where is it at? And I'll just say this, it's everywhere. So that makes me kind of think that there are more spirits around than what we want to admit to, okay? It's kind of like they're not under bushes. But I'm also aware that there are people that I've talked to and tried to share a little bit, and there's a wall that springs up immediately. And so you have to, it's a very difficult thing to talk about. and so we must move along. But thinking then of the spirit of Jezebel, the spirit of Ahab, and the spirit of Elijah. Now these are very interesting subjects to me. You may not find it interesting. So if you are too bored, I apologize. Don't mean to make it that way. And you are allowed to take a nap while I'm preaching. I give you that permission. Or you're allowed to just lay your head down and rest. It's okay, all right? That used to bother me, but I don't know what happened. Things like that don't bother me anymore. If you close your eyes, you know what? I just look the other way. That used to trouble me. Oh, man. Go home and I tell my wife, you know, that so-and-so just slept the whole time I was preaching. That really bothers me. You know what? Forget it. I'm not bothered with that now. Because if you're tired, because I've had some of the same struggles. You know, I discovered that I like to take a nap once in a while. Anyhow. So, thinking of the three spirits, the spirit of Jezebel, spirit of Ahab, spirit of Elijah. Why did I say that? I'm bringing that back in because I got to thinking about the fact that there are true spirits. There is a true spirit. The Holy Spirit. The Holy Ghost. Thank you. Just wondered if you heard me. It is a real spirit. If you haven't encountered him, you should. I'm sure you have. He's very real. Very real. Okay, let's move on. Now, John said this, beloved, believe not every spirit. Now, that's a caution. Believe not every spirit. But try the spirits, plural, more than one. Okay? We only want to know one spirit, don't we? The Spirit of God. All right? I know that I'm warning you, we're not going to get, this is not going to finish today, and I have no clue when it will be finished. If I understand Scripture, when it'll be finished is when you see me going. Oh, you might not see that. But when I leave, my part will be done with this. Not till then. So he says, try the spirits. Whether they are of God. Because many false prophets are gone into the world. Hereby know you the Spirit of God. Know the Spirit of God. That is, God is a spirit. The same writer here in Gospel of John 4, he recorded something there that very unique. There was this woman that he was talking with and dialoguing, and he reminded her that God is a spirit. God is the Spirit. And he said, if you're going to worship God, you have to worship him in the Spirit. Okay. So now here he says, hereby know you the Spirit of God. It's a question. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist. Catch that now. In my Bible, it's italics, the word spirit, which is not original, that was added. And so we could go this way. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that of Antichrist. You know, you don't really meet a lot of people today that say that. So if you met someone and say, well, I don't believe in God. Bam, you know right now, you just met an Antichrist. You don't meet a lot of people like that anymore today. So it makes it more difficult for us to decide what we're dealing with. Okay, whereof you have heard that it should come, talk about Antichrist. So there's, if you want to go eschatology, you go into the beast, the Antichrist. Let me see. Now, who is that going to be? Oh, I bet it was a... No, it wasn't either. He says it's a person that says there is no God. It is the person who says, Christ, no. No incarnation. That's what the history says here. There's no incarnation. And so there's no flesh. So he says, that's already in the world. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in the world than he that is in... Whoops, I'm sorry, I'm reading that wrong. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. I'm gonna tell you something here that I'm exposing myself here real bad. Yeah, I do. I listen to Mercy Me. Wild as can be. Woo! If you can deal with them, you've done dealt with real stuff. But they have a song. One day I didn't even know who they were. And I heard this song, Greater Is He. If you've never heard it, you need to listen to it. I'm not an advocate of that group, but they are. They have, that song will touch your life. I believe that. It touched mine. Maybe it won't touch yours, but they sing that song, Greater is He that is in you than He is in the world. And he goes on to say, bring your stuff. You know what I'm talking about? Bring your stuff. I use the word stuff. He uses a whole lot of stuff. Goes through a whole lot of it. It's kind of toned down from their style. I mean, they have some styles that I got to turn the volume down. Now he says, they are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world hears them. We are of God. He that knows God hears us. He that is not of God hears not us. Hereby we know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Spirit of truth, spirit of error. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knows not God, and God doesn't know God, for God is love. Now, God has been dealing with me very severely in the last days about that very thing, that you need to love my people. I struggle with that a little bit. You ever do that? You know, pretty important part. All right, 1 Kings chapter 22. But before I do that, 1 John 4:1, try the spirits. Trying the spirits. How do you try a spirit? Okay, the Greek meaning, or the idea of Greek would mean, is to approve a spirit. To allow that spirit to come into your life. To discern a spirit. To examine a spirit. To believe any or all spirits is dangerous. This reason. It could be an angel. That wouldn't be bad. It could be a demon. Or it could be God. John 14, verse 23, Jesus was making this statement. I'm going to have to turn. I thought I could quote it. I got to have it. It's a beautiful, beautiful statement. I absolutely was thrilled when I read that because what it meant to me. It may not mean the same to you, but it meant a lot to me. And the 14th chapter of John, 15, 16, are dealing with the Comforter coming. And what he's going to do. And he's going to, it is a spirit. Let me see where this is. Verse 14, verse 23. Jesus answered and said to him. Now he was talking to a man named Judas. Now it says not, it was not Iscariot. So I'm assuming that was not traitor. It was another Judas. He was saying this to him. He said to him, if a man love me, you get it? If you love me. We say we love him, but it seems that we have a little bit of an issue with some of the things he asks us to do. It's kind of tough sometimes. Okay. If a man loves me, he will keep my words. And my Father will love him. Now this is the power right here. We will come unto him and make our abode with him. Now remember, God is a spirit. I don't have time to go into the incarnation thing here, but it's big. To me, it's really huge. God, being a spirit, always was, but came. He took upon him, it says, flesh, and became Jesus, who is our Savior. Bodily flesh there that redeemed us, but went back. Where'd he go? He went back. What did he do? Sent a spirit. He said, when I leave, I'm going to send somebody who do a whole lot more than I ever did. And I'm like, how can that be? All the stuff you did? Well, think about it. God in the spirit can just come in this room and just mingle with us and abode with us. Father, Son, the Holy Spirit can abide with us here today just in a form that is invisible. Anywhere. He's anywhere. He's all everywhere. I'm out of time. I'm not even going to go to 1 Kings right now, but I'm going to give you a tip. Give you a tip. Maybe I've whet your appetite enough that you will read it. 1 Kings, and if you will read verse 21, chapter 22, verse 21, you will read a story there that to me is intriguing. There was a conversation between God and the hosts of heaven. That conversation was witnessed by a prophet. We don't like prophets. Ahab said, bringing Ahab back in here again, Ahab said, well, there were two kings. The one king said, listen to my prophets. They were heathens. And they said, go to war. You're going to win. The other king said, wait a minute. I think we need a witness from one of God's prophets. And that prophet, Ahab hated. He said, I hate him. I said I wasn't going there, but here I am. Maybe I can get your curiosity going. And he said, that man never brings anything but doom to us. And I hate him. And so he sent his prophets to him. And those prophets, that prophet, the heathen prophet, told God's prophet, he said, now look, these guys, there's 50 people. These guys all agree. They're all on one page. You better come in and get on the page with them. You better agree with them, because if you don't, you know, you need to get on the same page. That prophet gets to see something that to me is the most wonder of wonders. And there is a spirit that stands up in that host. I'll let you figure out who that is and what that is. It took me a while. You may not be as slow as I am, but it took me a while. I had to work to get that one. He got me. But once I got the picture, all I'm going to say is, we better be careful. We better make sure. I want to be sure that I have the Holy Spirit in me and not some other spirit. How can I know? I can go to 1 John 4. I can find it there. That what he tells me, I can take it. As they would say, I can take it to the bank. Do we have a song? You have it? Go for it. Get ready. No dancing here now. Calm down before you get started. I'm going to let you see. That didn't come out right. I'm going to let you stay sitting, because I don't want you standing when you're listening to this song. It's better that way. I'm going to pray. It's not that bad. Just calm down. I'm going to pray, and then we'll see what that song does for us. God, we appreciate your presence today, and we are glad for your spirit. We're glad that you are a spirit, and you can be in our midst, and we know you as the Holy Spirit. We are grateful that Jesus Christ, the Savior, redeemed us, and you became incarnate, and you did walk among men, and the Bible tells us that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and that is very interesting to us. This morning, I just want to say thank you for the incarnation. Thank you for who you are. I'm glad this morning that I can really truly say that I believe that you truly love the church, because you died for the church, gave blood, you shed blood. There is bloodshed. There's been a lot of suffering and pain for this church. And I believe that you have done that so that we can have eternal life, and we can live under your rule, and we do want to obey you, your command, your words, the Scripture would teach us what to do, and we want to come under that rule. Thank you for all that are here, and I pray you will bless this song, this group as sings. Help us to really absorb the words as they sing for us. Now, in Jesus' name, amen.